Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get real, we get vulnerable, and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself along with us. I'm Taff Johnson.
I'm Aaron Winmore.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
Hi, my friend.
How are ya?
Good. It was a rainy one this morning.
Yeah, dude, it was rainy. Like, it wasn't bad yesterday, and then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, sad day for the trick-or-treaters. It was. I come in my neighborhood last night. Both streets were parked on both sides full all the way in. And so, Jason had already turned out the light, and I hurried up and made it in the house, and we had dinner and watched TV. Didn't hand out candy or nothing. So, Yeah, my kids are, I mean, if Jaden does anything, Jaden usually goes with friends, and Jaden didn't even go out last night, so we just sat at home and watched scary movies and had dinner. So, nice chill night. I was ready for it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, the weather was nasty.
Yeah, so, it pretty much rained all day yesterday here and then all through the night and into today.
Yeah. It was nice, a little bit nice earlier. The sun was shining. Wind was still blowing a little bit, but it was in the 61 and the sun was shining. And I don't know what it is now. I haven't been out there. Went to my eye appointment and found out I'm blind.
We already knew that, though.
I wasn't expecting it to be that, I guess, that bad. Not that it's terrible, but I wasn't expecting it to be that bad. I knew for sure that I needed readers, but, like, I have astigmatism in my left eye. And I have to wear glasses all the time now, and they're progressive lenses where I can see up close, computer length, and far away. And they did the test to make sure, because of my dad's history, to make sure there's no early signs of glaucoma. And that came back good. But there is a ring around the color part of my eye that the doctor said it usually means that you have high cholesterol. So I needed to get my cholesterol checked, among many other things. So that's next on the list.
It's so strange that they can tell if you got diabetes or high cholesterol by your eyes.
Yeah. Well, because they're so closely linked. So, but she said all my, cause they did like a, it's almost like a, they called it like a MRI of your eyeball. So they took, it's an extra test that I paid for, and it was only $20. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And the only test I didn't do was to check my peripheral. And then, but just an extra, and they take a picture of the inside of your eyeball. And they showed me all my nerves and like what glaucoma looks like versus what my eye looked like. So she said, every 2 years, we just need to stay on top of it, given your history. She was like, because if we catch it early enough, then, you know, we can handle it right then instead of waiting until it's not something we can handle. So,
yeah.
But, yeah. So I ordered some glasses and they'll be in 2 weeks. Then I called my dad afterwards and my dad's like, no shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm not. He was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, Dad, it's not you. Like, it's not your fault. He was like, I know, I just know how frustrated you are.
Yeah, like,
it's okay.
It sucks. I mean, I got them, and the last time I was in was, I don't know, a couple years ago, and I got glasses for like computer and like reading.
Yeah.
And I swear they're just progressively getting worse. Like I bought those like 6-pack of readers.
Yep.
From Amazon, and I constantly wear them whenever I'm reading or trying to look at my phone sometimes. And it's like, it's almost like those things make your eyes worse.
I honestly think that it's because I'm on my cell phone and computer so much.
Yeah.
You know, scrolling, I'm up here. It's natural for me to rest my hand on my boobs. So it's like right here. And whatchamacallit, I think that has a lot to do with it. And obviously I'm on the computer all the time for work and everything else. So yeah, it's just one of those things. And, you know, Jason did his and they basically told him, don't waste their time. You know, that he's good. He's good with the +2 readers and his vision is totally fine. They talked to him about his color blindness for like a brief second, but not really anything they can. That has something to do with, yes, his vision, but like something behind his eye, not necessarily in his eye. So, yeah. But yeah, so then I got to take eye drops 4 times a day because my eyes are dry. She was like, do your eyes burn? I was like, yeah, but I just assumed it was allergies. And she goes, no. She was like, your eyes are really, really dry. And I was like, they don't feel like it. So, but yeah.
Did they dilate them?
No, they didn't dilate them. They did the air, the puff of air or whatever. They didn't dilate them, but they did the puff of air and then they took the pictures and, you know, they cover your left eye and you read the thing. And she put the first one up there and I was like, I can see something there, but I can't tell you what it is. And she was like, okay, we'll make it bigger. So 3 times later, making it bigger, I could finally read it. So
yeah, I figured like the dilating is like standard to check for diabetes or whatever, but
yeah, they didn't do any of that. And it was just because when I filled out my paperwork, I put trouble with reading and trouble seeing at night, which is why that's my left eye with the astigmatism in it. That's why my vision at night is so bad. We get back in the car to leave, and I tell Jason, I'm like, should I even be driving? Like, do you need to drive? He was like, calm down.
Right.
But, so we'll see. They'll be in 2 weeks, and, you know, we'll figure out what life with glasses is going to be like now. So, it is what it is.
Did you get to pick the frames?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some, like, almost clear, like, not, they're like smoky color, like, clear kind of frames because, you know, I wear every color under the rainbow, so I didn't want to get like a specific color. And thicker, like broader frames, not like little glass wire ones, because that would never. So, but I like them, they're cute. We'll see. So I don't know, such is life, I guess. Add one more thing to the kick to have the while she's down group. So it is
welcome to your 40s.
Yeah. That's what my dad said. He was like, I know you're frustrated and I know that, you know, I know you're upset about it, whether you say it out loud or not. He said, he was like, it doesn't define who you are, which for my dad to understand. And of course he understands. My dad is almost completely blind, and you know, my frustration is probably nothing compared to his and what he goes through on a daily basis. But, yeah, so he was probably the exact person that I needed to call right after. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. So, but yeah, then I went by Walmart, got the eye drops and stuff that I had to get, and then got stuff to make a roast. And I, you know, started cooking that, and here we are. So
nice.
We're getting ready to fly out in a few days.
Yeah.
hopefully the airport's not a hot mess, because when Jason came back from North Dakota, he said it was awful.
Really?
So, yeah. You have pre-check, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have pre-check too.
But the last couple times that I've flown, it was early in the morning and they don't open TSA pre-check. So I had to use
Clear or Spot Saver or whatever.
No, I don't have those accounts. I just go to TSA pre-check, but I don't think they open until 5 a.m. or something like that.
Gotcha. So just regular TSA. Yeah. We don't fly out till late Thursday. Well, later Thursday. So I don't know. We'll see. I took the day off, obviously. Jason is working that day, at least half a day. And Ashley and Matt are riding with us to the airport. They're on the same flight. So I think I'm just going to scoop them up and go early. Grab Jason and go early, because I just don't want to run the risk of them not getting through. Jason and I will be fine. We have TSA pre-check, but they don't. So
yeah,
just go early. Even if we're there early, I would rather be there and checked in and go have dinner.
Do they have their passports? Because I know they were talking about it.
Yes. Yep. Ashley got her passport 10 days after she applied for it. So the passports came really quick. That day that whatever happened at the post office, the lady went and grabbed them and helped them and was able to get it done and taken care of. Yeah, it came to like 10, maybe 2 weeks later. 14 at the very most. So yeah, they have them. Which is that's what I use to fly with, is my passport. So
yeah, I haven't flown since they require, well, I flew once since they changed the law about having a real ID, but it was through regular TSA.
Yeah.
And the bastards wouldn't even take my TWIT card, which gets me TSA pre-check. They're like, you got to go through extra screening. And I'm like, nah. I don't think so. And I pulled out my passport and they're like, you should have just given us that in the first place.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to follow your stupid rules. Like if you should accept my TWIT card, because that's more of a background check than a real ID or a passport.
Yeah. What is a TWIT card? What is that for?
It's federal.
For construction, right?
Well,
for
it's
your construction stuff.
It's no, it's for the Port of Seattle. It's for a longshoreman.
Yeah. They won't even take Jason's military ID. It's got to be a passport or a enhanced driver's license, the real ID.
Yeah.
He can't even use his military ID. But yeah, we're get ready for that, and hopefully it's a good event. I really need for it to be a good event. I really, really need for it to be a good event. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And yeah, go and do the thing and see what happens, I guess.
I fly out. It's really no different for me since I was pretty much doing it all along.
Yeah.
You know, there were a few days that I didn't go to the gym or go for a walk in the morning.
Yeah.
And I ate whatever I wanted, but I was pretty consistent all the way through. But it's going. It's definitely, now that I've gotten the routine down from doing it once before.
Yeah.
It's really nothing, really.
Yeah.
For me, at least.
As we know, I'm no longer in it, which I'm okay with it, honestly. I thought I would struggle with it more than I am. And I don't know that I really am even struggling with it. But yeah, I fell asleep and I did both my workouts that day, but I didn't get my reading and all my water in because I fell asleep. And it is what it is, you know. But you know, we talked about it in the last episode. Like, I just am not in it right now. I just am not. And the further along I go in this, I really think that, like, obviously going to the doctor and get my cholesterol checked, but everything else checked too is going to be, hopefully give me some kind of insight into why what do I say? My give a damn is broken. Because I know a lot of it has to do with the hormones that I have going on right now, or lack thereof, I think is more accurate.
Quite possible.
Yeah. So hopefully that will shed some light on that. But I just, you know, I thought I was going to be upset, and I thought I was going to be really hard on myself and all the emotions that I've done in the past. And I'm okay with it. And that to me is kind of scary. Not scary, but like concerning, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I so okay with it? Not that I'm arguing with it, but I just would like to know why. So hopefully that will shed some light on what's going on and see where, you know, where I need, if I can improve or what needs improvement and go from there. The whole cholesterol thing does have me freaked out a little bit. I will say that. I've never had high cholesterol that I know of, anyway.
Yeah.
So that does have me freaked out a little bit. But, you know.
They'll try to put you on a high cholesterol medication.
Yeah, that's not happening. I can tell you right now that's not going to happen. I'm never going to remember to take a medication every day. Number one, like, let's be for real. And number two, I am not dealing with all the side effects of everything, and I'm good. I think I'll figure it out. So we'll see how that goes. Just a weird mindset, I saw this thing, and I've probably seen it a million times, that, you know, give yourself grace. You've never been the person that you are. And that to me, like, I get what it's meaning for most people, but for me, like, it, this morning, it really was like, damn, I've never felt the way that I feel right now. And I'm just, it's such a weird mindset. It's such a weird feeling. And it's just, I don't even know how to put it into words.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And it's concerning.
Are you still attending your Al-Anon?
I haven't been in the last couple of weeks, just because Jaden's had stuff going on. And, you know, of course it was on a Monday night, but I don't even know if that is, I don't know. That's the thing. I just don't know. I don't know what the baseline is and of where I'm starting at. Like, that's what I feel like. I'm just kind of free falling, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And don't really know where or what to do from this point. So we'll see. It's just a very weird. And then I read different things, and I, you know, will hear something, or, and I'm like, yeah, like 100%. My cousin sent me this thing that says, you know, if you don't feel the love around you or something along those lines, it's because you are the love. You are the one that pours into other people. And I thought to myself, well, yeah, that was the case. You know, that's what I love to do, but I can't even do that right now. So there's definitely a struggle there. Can't put my finger on it.
Well, I'm a firm believer is that you can't pour into other people if you can't pour into yourself. So if you're self struggling with stuff, you just don't have the mental space or the capacity to pour it into other people.
Yeah. And that's spot on for me right now. Spot on. It's almost like being back in survival mode. If that makes sense. Like, it's literally back in survival mode. And I don't know what that's, I don't know where or why, or if something, I cannot put my finger on it. And maybe that's the problem, is I'm looking for the thing. You know what I mean? I'm looking for the trigger, and there really wasn't one. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll keep, you know, plugging away and seeing what we come up with. So, but yeah, other than that, you know, life is normal. So it's about how it goes. Jason is home, and work is good. Work is actually really good. So I'm about to sneeze. Trying not to. But work is actually going really good and looking forward to some sunshine in Vegas.
Right. And no rain.
Right. So what time do you fly in on Friday? Friday night, I'll be there, right?
No, Friday morning. I'll be Friday there around 10 a.m.
Okay. Okay.
Like my flight's at 6 or 7 in the morning. 7, okay. I think. I looked at it earlier today, but since forgot.
Right?
But I know it's around like 10.
It's probably like 10:05 or something, because that's that normal Vegas flight. Are you flying Alaska?
Southwest.
Gotcha.
I'll be there at 10:05.
Sweet.
Trying to get an airline that doesn't always cancel, so.
Well, you know, I saw that too. The whole Microsoft outage and all that went on with Alaska. And I thought to myself, well, I mean, honestly, what can we do? You know?
Yeah.
So
I'll be
more upset if we get there and something happens and we can't fly out. I'll be more upset about having to stay in the cold, rainy weather and not being in the sunshine than anything else. So.
Well, I mean, I'm not too worried about the airlines. They're going to do what they're going to do, whether they delay flights or whatever. But it's the TSA, because with the government shutdown still going on, they're not getting paid. Mm-hmm. So whether they're still showing up to work or not, there may be some.
Yeah, it takes a special person, because I'm telling you right now, would not be me.
Right.
Just letting you know.
Well, air traffic controllers too.
Yeah.
They're paid federally.
Mm-hmm. That's even more refreshing to think about. My God. We're going to die.
Yeah, go ahead and take off when you got another plane coming in.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Well, even like GPS, like,
let's hope they don't catch your feeling of giving a fuck.
Right. Their give a damn is broken. No, for real. Like, even GPS, well, Google Maps, I should say. Apple Maps, I haven't seen it yet. Well, that's a lie. I've seen it once on Apple Maps. I went out on Thursday with our sales rep and went and saw some accounts and stuff like that. And his Google Maps was like in circles, like just could not get it together. And then, it was like having us turn down like weird alleyways and like stuff like it was just weird. And then one day I was coming home. I use Apple Maps. I was coming home one day and it brought me the back way, like through Ording and brought, you know, back through Graham and all that. But like it had me go up on the bluff in Ording, almost up to Bonnie Lake, just to drop me back down to 162 where all the traffic was. I was like, you could have just left me where I was. I literally only made it a block. Like,
right.
So, yeah, shit's weird right now. Shit is definitely weird.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Hopefully everything is smooth and we don't have anything to worry about. Honestly, I'm glad you're on a different flight than I am, if I'm telling the truth, because you have the worst luck with flying. So you keep that shit over there by yourself. Just keep me posted on when you'll actually arrive and I'll be there.
Yeah, nobody wants to fly with me.
Yeah, you don't have the best luck flying, so I'm good. No thanks. So I really hope that the event is good and meaningful and lights a fire or something. Even if it's not centered, the fire's not centered around Prove It for me, just something.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I would suggest that you go in it with no expectations, because then you're going to be let down. Because like I said, I think it's just a revamped playbook.
Yeah.
And there's nothing special about that. We've heard it over and over.
I'm hoping that the energy, at least, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's almost like, I don't know. Hopefully the energy is good. We'll just leave it at that. Hopefully the energy is good. We have a good time. Learn some stuff. And, you know, I wonder what the excursion is on Sunday. I would kind of curious to know what that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I wish I could put my finger on it, Aaron. I can't. And that's like the thing that is just, that's all I'm consumed with at the moment. I can't put my finger on it. It's not even like emotional, like it's lack of emotion almost. Or numb, or yeah, I don't know. And it's affecting every aspect. So we'll see.
Yeah. I've always talked about how I struggle with identifying how I'm feeling or what's going on.
This is so foreign to me. Like,
yeah.
You know, I could spit it out and I've got no words this time. Or I do have words, I should say. Even like I tell you, like, just start talking and like just say words, even if it doesn't make sense. Like, we'll get there. Like, I've tried to do that, like writing, and I cannot get there. There is something that, there's definitely a wall, I can tell you that. Like, there is definitely some sort of protective self-protection something going on. I know that, but yeah, it's not like numb is the word that, like, can a person, and this is a hypothetical question that I've asked myself, can a person go through like 4.5 years of so much self-development and so much learning and bettering themselves that all of a sudden you're like, okay, like I need a fucking break. Brain is like overloaded and my emotions are just stretched to the very limit that I can right now, and I just need a break. Like, I need to just live a normal happy life for a few minutes or a few days, whatever, and just not think about the best version of myself for a minute. Like, does that make sense? Like, do you see what I'm
saying? It does. And that brings me to, I don't remember what book it was that I read about high performer getting to a point where they just feel lost and don't know where to go. And they struggle trying to find what they need to do next.
Yeah. That's Brendan Burchard.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You're reading that book. I read that.
Picked it up in 3 days. So, and maybe that's where I'm at. Like, what is the purpose now? Like, what is my purpose now? Or what is the goal now, maybe? But I feel like those are two different things. You know what I mean? And I don't have an answer for either one of them.
It very well could be that, you know, we've talked about this being Jaden's final year in school.
Oh, fuck.
And that your purpose was your kids and raising them and struggling with, and I've seen it before, you know, the empty nest syndrome, or like, it's my purpose now in life. Like, my baby's growing up, it's about to graduate.
Why have I not even thought about that? Like, honestly, that has not even entered my mind.
I mean, we sometimes have to talk through it, and it could be your hormones are way out of fucking whack, along with the empty nester type stuff.
He just called me a crazy bitch. I don't know if anybody caught that.
I did not call you a crazy bitch.
He just called me a crazy bitch. Just kidding. Yes, that is exactly what I heard.
Yeah. So.
I mean, that honestly hasn't even crossed my mind, but I think, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like
that stirred something when you said it.
And I struggle with life too, like, you know, like feeling that I need to be, like, I don't compare myself to others, but like that I should be farther along in life, whether finances, relationships, you know. So, I mean,
it's just so, like, and I know I'm going to sound like a whiny little kid when I say this. I just, like, when you mention that about Jaden, and the purpose. And like, I just feel like it shouldn't be this hard. I feel like figuring out life shouldn't be this hard.
And I think feel a lot of people struggle with it though.
Yeah.
You're
100%. And I think that, you know, obviously you and I are like, make no mistake about it. If you're listening or you're watching, whatever, by no means am I sitting here saying that my life is difficult. That is not what I'm saying. I know how blessed I am. I know how blessed Aaron and I are to have this platform, among many others, to be able to pour into people. What I'm saying is, like, there are days that it's hard. Not saying they suck, but it's hard. And I think I'm just in a hard, hard spot right now because it's the, dare I say, I thought I had it figured out for a minute. You know what I mean? I thought I had it figured out. And it's like I'm back at square one, not knowing what my purpose is, especially like that just fudge and rocks me. Because my God, I felt like I fought tooth and nail for that. And yeah, the struggle of not knowing where or what or how to do next and what this next chapter is going to look like. Yeah. Rough. Definitely rough. Moms, if your baby is graduating this year, I feel it 100%. 100%. It's not even just Jaden. It's all three of them. You know, like I was saying in the last episode, like to see Ashley and JJ spend that time together and how important that was for me. And like to see my kids in that light it's rough. Fuck them kids. No, I'm just kidding. It is. It's rough. And I think you're right. I think I have to figure out who I am and what the next chapter is going to look like. And
yeah, because I see a whole lot of parents, like they spend over 18, 20 years raising kids, and that was their purpose.
100%, that was mine. No question about it. Having a husband that was active duty military and deployed, and, you know, sometimes the kids and I, all we had was each other. And, you know, I always tell people that come in my kids' life. My kids have a relationship like no other, unless your kids have lived that life, they don't get it, you know? So yeah, my kids fight with each other and argue tooth and nail, but don't try and step in the middle of it because they'll turn on you. You know what I mean? Like they'll kill for each other. It's a different lifestyle, the military lifestyle. And so sometimes all we had was each other. And now watching them stand on their own 2 feet and getting ready to watch Jaden stand on his 2 feet is, yeah.
But rest assured, I don't think he's going to go anywhere for a while.
Even if he wanted to. Like, what? I'm sorry. No, not paying for that. So unless Jaden gets a job, like, you know. But it is, it's a different chapter. And I got to figure out who and how I want to show up in this chapter. And I think that's the wall right there is that, and just the fucking God, I got to go through it again. Again, I got to do this. Again, I got to fight tooth and nail for this person that, can I not just get a minute? Can I not just have my little umbrella drink for just a second?
Right. Life is difficult. There's no book on how to be a parent or how to be an adult or.
Bro, that part, it is not all it's cracked up to be, for sure. For sure.
I mean, I don't have kids, but I am a very observant person.
Yeah.
And I see what my friends go through. And, you know,
it's so funny, too. It's so ironic because I've always said, I'm not going to be one of those moms. I'm not going to be one of those moms.
Sight.
Shit.
Right.
Oh yeah.
As my shirt says, that's pretty epic.
Right, exactly. No, for real. You know, and you know, Jason's family just went through some stuff, and Jason went home to North Dakota, and while he was there, you know, I made the comment that, and it is, it truly is sad that for a lot of people, ourselves included, that it takes something to happen in order to kind of put things into perspective. You know, I think everybody gets busy in everyday life and you kind of forget. And, you know, I made the statement that this definitely puts things into perspective as to what's important and, you know, where we need to focus our energy at. And, you know, for me, it always goes back to my family, you know, my kids, my dad is no spring chicken, but you still look good in case you're listening. 'Cause I know better, you know, my dad is, I want to be able to spend the time, you know, we joked around today and I was like, Dad, we have to see each other before we can't see each other at all. I was like, I'm going blind. You are blind. Like, we got to work on that. You know,
I think we need to plan a trip. And
dude, it'd be epic. It would be epic.
I need to go meet this guy.
My dad, you know, he's doing really good and I'm so proud of him. And when I talked to him today, he was putting ribs on the smoker and getting ready for or he had just finished watching the Texas game. You know, my dad is, through all the shit, my dad's always been there, no matter what. And it doesn't matter how many times I got mad or whatever I did or said or lied about or whatever, my dad was always there and always, always had my back, no matter what. And, you know, just being able to call him today and the stuff that went on in Jason's family and, you know, it puts into perspective, like, it's not even necessarily the place that you're in. It's the people that you have in your life. You know what I mean? That are important. It's just such a different chapter for me. I feel like I matured like overnight. Like, and I don't know how to be this mature person. Like, I feel like there was a shift of energy for me. I don't know how to be this mature person yet. I still want to not be this person that has all this insight in all of this, but once you know something, you can't unknow it. And yeah, I don't know. I'll get there. I mean, I guess I don't have any other choice, honestly. But you know,
you don't. It's because I'm not gonna let you slack. That you're slacking. Just,
well, no, like it's crazy too. Because earlier, like when we were at Walmart getting our stuff for the roast and my eye drops and all that, Jason's like, "Are we going to the gym later?" What? I was like, did you want to go to the gym later? He was like, well, I thought we were. I was like, you could have told me that before we left the house. Like, I'm not even dressed to go to the gym. And he was like, I just assumed that that's what we were doing. And I was like, I guess it caught me off guard because it's usually me that says we got to go to the gym, you know? But so I don't know.
That's his way of, he doesn't want you to give up.
Well, I asked him, I was like, are you still going to love me even though I have glasses? He's like, babe, I'm going to love you forever. Are you sure? Even with glasses?
Oh. Yeah. There ain't nothing that's going to stop him from loving you the way he does.
I know. Thank God. That man is put up with more than most. God. But yeah, I'm definitely discouraged because I know I'm back in that place where I got to figure out what's next. And that's definitely discouraging. But I know the only way through it is through it. So it just sucks. It definitely sucks, but we'll get there. I'm super proud of you guys though. Like the 75 Hard Squad, y'all are killing it. Ashley and Matt are killing it. And you know, I told her, like, listen, don't let my decisions influence anything that you do. Like, keep pushing just as hard as you're pushing. I'm definitely cheering y'all on. You know, I don't want to see anybody give up. You know, I just was not in it this time. And the best thing for me to do was just let it go because I was half-assed in everything. So, you know, but no, I want you guys to keep going and kill it and meet it and do the whole thing. And You know, I know you will. I know she will. I know Matt will. You know, I haven't talked to Nick really. I don't know where he's at with it. And Frank, we know he's like a machine, so he'll kill it. So, yeah. And Kimberly, she's doing it. I'm super proud of her, too. Like, this is her first go-around, so, you know. Yeah, just keep doing the damn thing. And
I plan on it.
Hopefully I'll catch up at some point. Not catch up, but, you know, catch up here at some point.
Yeah.
So, but I will never be the one that sabotages y'all. I will never be the one that makes things harder or, you know, spreads the negative life-sucking energy. That I'll just, when it gets to that, I'll just, not for me, but for y'all, I wouldn't do that. I know how hard it is what y'all are going through, and I know how hard you're working. And if people can't support you and understand that, those people don't need to be around. That, and that's just my God's honest opinion.
Oh, yeah, so. Facts. But I don't want that to keep you away, like, especially with the walking group. And
yeah. I literally had every intention on getting up this morning and going. Even Jason, same thing. And I set my alarms. I don't know if I turned them off. I haven't even checked my phone to see if I turned them off or hit snooze. And then I woke up, and that's when I responded to you. So, but I'll be honest, I was not mad about it. When I looked outside, was not mad about it. It was like, I'd look like a drowning mole rat right now.
Yeah, it was pretty wet.
I get lashes on Wednesday. So no more mole rat.
No, I had to go get a fresh cut today.
I know. I was looking looking very dapper, friend. Very dapper. I know. I told you.
I was looking pretty scrubby.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you were. I don't think I've ever seen you look scrubby. Ever.
Well, when the beard gets to a certain length, it starts going every which way that it wants to. You know, the hair gets longer, and between wearing a CPAP with the straps and the mask, it makes my shit go every which way. So I like to keep it under control, you know.
Try to convince Jason he should grow his out, but I don't think he's going to. He says he is going to try, but I doubt it. I doubt he will. He can't, I don't think. I don't think he could stand it. And I think his is going to be curly, and it's going to get bigger, not longer.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it is no shave November, but
that's true. That's true.
Go the whole month.
Beard, though. It's so wild too, because his brother is who he went to North Dakota with. And his brother came in to pick him up, and his brother has more like gray in his hair, but Jason's gray is more in his goatee and no, not really a lot of gray hair. So it's, and Josh is dark hair, green eyes, and Jason's blonde hair, blue eyes. But it's funny how they're opposite, like what they're showing as far as aging. So
crazy. But like, I had blonde hair growing up, and now it's dark, whatever's left of it. And then I got the, like, this gray used to go away when I would trim the beard. It would come out when it was longer, but now it's just there.
It's all the way to the root.
Patch there, so it's like why just right there? But I guess it adds character, so I don't know.
It does. I like it. JJ, my son, was towhead blonde, and now his hair is just as dark as mine. And he's got the one white patch that's like a little birthmark. So, but yeah, when he grows his beard and stuff out, it goes red. So. Yeah, I haven't seen him since Vegas, or heard from him for that matter. So that's probably another part of this whole nervous breakdown that I'm going through. Yes, JJ, probably should call your mother, in case you're listening.
Or mother should call JJ.
No, Jason seen him on Friday. I know he's alive. It's good. No news is good news with that kid. So, but yeah, I think we're doing Christmas at Lisa's. She's already made that plan. She'll be in Illinois next year. So, looking forward to that. Thanksgiving, not sure yet. Haven't decided. It's hard to believe that we're already at that time of the year.
I know, right? I'll be going to my older sister's. My nephew and the baby will be here from Arizona. I haven't got to meet him yet.
So cute. I love that. That'll be so nice. Good. Good. You need that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Such a cute baby too, I bet. Ugh. Yeah, I would love to have a baby. Not my own. Someone else's. So I could
grandbaby.
Grandbaby. That'd be...
That's the best kind of baby.
Epic.
So when you get tired of it, you can send it back.
Dude, that would be epic. That would probably kill all of this that's going on right now. No pressure. Children, right. No pressure.
Right.
What are you hoping for? Let's revert back. You guys know we're all over the place, so you have to keep up. To the event. What are you hoping for the event?
I mean, I would say to re-spark my fire and prove it, but I don't know if I want that.
I get that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's more or less the true test, being that it's going to be a busy schedule and then doing 75 hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Getting everything accomplished that I need to get accomplished. And, you know, even if it is a playbook, just a playbook, because we helped facilitate the last one that was here in the PNW, I didn't get the most or couldn't really participate and get nothing out of it.
It still is like a blur to me.
Yeah.
Because we were so focused on making sure everything was okay. Yeah, I completely agree on that one.
So, but I mean, I don't have any expectations because, like I said, I just think it's a revamped playbook. And, you know, Matt and Ashley, they came to the walk this morning. They talked about, you know, they were low on ketones and they were just probably going to wait for the event since they think that they're going to release flavors. And I said, well, this is put on by Nick Martinez and playbooks are typically put on by him. And they don't release, it's not a company sanctioned event per se. And so they don't typically release flavors. They may have tasters of a flavor that's going to come out, but they don't like allow you to buy, but I guess they may release K1.
Just was about to say that.
At least let us buy into it, but I don't think we'll get the ketones at the event.
Yeah.
I think we'll still have to pay the shipping. So, but we'll see. I could be wrong, but I'm not going into it with any expectations. I just want to go hang out with friends. I mean, just to get through what I got to get through with 75 hard. And like, I'm not there many days. Like every time I go to Vegas, I never stay long enough. It's always for business, really.
Yeah.
And I never get to, like, experience Vegas. Mm-hmm. But if I had more time, I would like to experience it.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I mean, it's fun the first couple of times you go. And then it's like...
Yeah.
The luster wears off really quick.
Yeah.
And I was just there a month ago, so... Yeah, I mean, Vegas is Vegas to me, but I don't know. I think this is going to be I will never not drink ketones. Let me just put that out there. I will always drink ketones because I believe in the product and what they do. But I think this will be the make it or break it for me on whether I'm going to stay in the business or just... be a customer and part of the community. You know, the community, like whether you're a customer or a promoter, that doesn't matter. The community is the community.
Yeah.
And I will always have love for the things that we do and the energy that's in that room. I don't think the community will ever be what it was at one point.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think this will be the make it or break it for me. And I think, depending on how that goes, there'll be a lot of disconnects after that. And, I think I have to, like, I can't keep, you know what I mean? Back and forth, back and forth. So hopefully it's a good, you know, I hope it's more than a playbook, but I think I agree with you on that. And yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I do think BU will be there. I do think it's a it's a sanctioned prove it event.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though the way that everything was paid and all of that like felt different, and you know what I'm talking about. But I do think it's, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what it's going to, I don't know. I hope Natalie is there. That's really who I want to see. Natalie.
Yeah.
But I want to see her. I want to hug her. And then I want to walk away. I do not want to let her talk me into any crazy bullshit that she tries to do.
Yeah. I meant the pay structure's always been for playbooks through Nick Martinez. So. Yeah. That's nothing different.
Yeah.
So
we'll see. But I am excited for some sunshine and some nice weather. My friend Brandy will also be in Vegas that weekend. She is going to see New Kids on the Block. So I'm sure I will meet her for lunch at some point. And yeah. JJ will also be playing ball that weekend. So I'm sure that's where Jason will be. And so. At any given point, if it's not everything that I need it to be or want it to be, then I got options. So we'll see.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll see.
Always have options.
For sure. Even if he wasn't, we still have options.
Right? We got all of Vegas we can go explore.
You know, it'd be fun to do. Like, I really, the one thing I have not done as many times as I've been to Vegas is go see a show, like one of the Cirque du Soleil shows or, you know, one of the shows like that. I've never, we've seen Beatles Love. But other than that, that's the only one I've ever seen.
That it was worth fun it.
To go do. Yeah. Oh, God, that was hands down.
Like, I wasn't going to go. I was like, I'm not going to waste my money on Cirque du Soleil. It's not something I'm into. But I'm glad I went.
That event, not just that show, but that event,
yeah,
like changed everything. Aaron, that was the start of us.
I know, that's where we met. Yeah, we did.
Oh my God, we're going full circle.
We did Cirque du Soleil. We hiked Valley of Fire.
Dude, we could go do that. Like, I would rather go do that if it's not everything we need it to be. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather go do that.
And we did build a bike for Big Brother, Big Sister, or Big Brother.
Yep. That was life-changing, too. So, yeah, we got options. We got options. So, yeah, I don't know, friend. I just keep putting one foot in front of the other and hoping something clicks. And, you know, I feel like I know I'll come out of this. I don't know when and I don't know how. And that's a little concerning, but.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I don't
want to force anything.
I don't think it's your first time being in this mindset, I would say.
Huh? I feel like it's been a long time since it's been this.
Yeah.
I don't want to say bad, but this concerning for me.
I mean, I've been there multiple times. It's just part of life, and we have to figure out a way to pull ourselves out of it.
Yeah. Facts. Big, big facts.
It's not fun being there.
No, it's not fun, but it's also, I don't want to force it either. Because I think I've done that a lot in the past. And for me, forcing it puts a mask on it. So, look at me growing.
It's all about growth.
So, all right, friend. Well, I'm going to stuff my face with roast and some sweet potatoes and veggies and that stuff that I made for dinner.
Yeah, I'm going to eat some dinner. Don't know what yet, and I still haven't read today, so I need to get that. I gotta get that down.
Yep. No, yeah. I'm not even being funny. I'm saying don't get distracted, because I know, like,
right?
It takes nothing. So yeah. I get it.
I know. But, and then take a picture. So. Alrighty. Peace out.
All right. Catch y'all next time. Adios.
Peace. Please like, subscribe, and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do this without you. Until next week, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
This is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are. This is what we do. Have a great night. Peace. Bye.